All right, our final case for today is 24-2369, Chafin v. OPM. Ms. Moses, we only have you here today, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, please proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. Not sure if it's still morning, but either way. I did want to address a housekeeping matter before I get to the merits of the argument here. I noticed when I was finalizing my preparation for oral argument that there are documents missing from the joint appendix that Ms. Chafin filed. They should have been included, and they are referenced in the parties' briefs. I did file those last night, and I also brought copies today for each of you and your clerks, but we did file that last night, and I have copies that I can share as well. The Court should affirm the Merit Systems Protection Board's decision because Ms. Chafin's inability to drive to work is irrelevant to whether she can render useful and efficient service in her position as an operational support technician.
Now, this would be different, of course, if she were a bus driver, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
If she were a bus driver and she now has a disability that prevents her from operating a bus, that would be directly related to her job.
Yes, Your Honor, that is right.
But her job does not require driving as a component of her job.
That is correct. Her job, as reflected at Appendix page 62, is one of a clerical nature, and it doesn't require any heavy lifting, as OPM found, or driving is also not an essential component.
And if we were to agree with Ms. Chafin's argument as presented to this Court, then every individual that has a reason that commuting is difficult for them along these lines, you know, would be able in any job to say they qualify as disabled, wouldn't they?
That is correct.
And that's my concern. My concern with this is that it's a slippery slope. You know, I don't see where a line could be drawn under the law that would allow Ms. Chafin's position to prevail while not wreaking havoc with their employment system.
I agree, Your Honor. It does open a door, and there are so many reasons why an employee might not be able to arrive at work. And in this case, what's particularly compelling is that Ms. Chafin doesn't argue that her disability actually prevents her job performance. She, again, just focuses specifically on her ability to get to work.
And you know, one of the factors that she points to is that it's cost prohibitive for her to ride share, right?
Yes.
I mean, we all bear those costs. Right? That wouldn't every federal employee then be able to say, I need to be able to telework or I need to be on disability because I don't want to have to pay to get to work?
I would agree with that, Your Honor.
Under her theory, if she changed her residence and moved to across the street from her workplace, then she would no longer be disabled.
Under her theory?
Which makes no sense.
I agree, Your Honor.
Being disabled or not depends on where you live.
And am I correct in understanding that there have been some MSPB decisions on this, but the Federal Circuit has never necessarily addressed this issue in a presidential decision to put it sort of to rest?
That is right, Your Honor. And Jolliffe versus OPM.
We have one non-prec that kind of talks about this.
I'm sorry, what?
We have one non-presidential opinion that talks about this, is that right?
Yes, the Court's affirmance of Jolliffe versus OPM. I do want to make another distinction that case addresses employees who are covered under the civil service retirement system, and this case covers employees who are covered under the federal employee retirement system. The only difference between the two, because they're same in terms of governing disability retirement claims, is employees who were hired before or after 1983. So that's really the only difference there, but the language is nearly identical with respect to the standard.
Is there anything else that you think that we might need to know about this case that maybe you're worried we don't already know?
No, Your Honor. I think the case is pretty straightforward, and our positions are well represented in our filings. And unless the Court has any other questions, we respectfully request that the Court affirm the Board's decision.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You as well. Should I leave those copies, Your Honor?
We'll get them. They're probably at the clerk's office, so we'll be able to get them.